My name's Kynwen Roberts and I'm a marathon open water swimmer. I grew up swimming in our family pool during the summer, and eventually mum and dad put me into a little swim squad in the local pool. So I learnt to swim there, and that's where it started, and kind of my passion for swimming and pushing myself and working hard and getting results through swimming just started back in this little local pool up in the hills of Perth. The Rottnest Swim is a 20-kilometre swim from Cottesloe Beach to Rottnest Island. So you're allowed a paddler and a support boat, but during that swim you're not allowed to touch anyone or anything, so it's a non-stop swim. You can stop whenever you want to be past fluids, water, drinks, food, but other than that, there's no stopping until you get there. So basically I kind of set up a training program from about a year out. I knew to achieve this and to do it well, I had to make myself a little plan and progress, not just physically fit, but mentally fit as well. Yeah, it involved swimming 5 to 10 times a week in the pool and in the ocean, and just kind of getting myself focused in my mind as well of what am I going to think about for 5, 6 hours? What am I going to think about if I'm getting sick or cold or I'm in a lot of pain? You know, how am I going to stop myself from stopping and giving up? I made the swim. I did it really well and I came third female overall. So, yeah, and I just really felt good. I ran up the beach and I almost thought, oh, I've maybe got a bit too much energy left over. You know, I could have gone harder. And I think that's what made me do it again the next year, because I was like, you know, I wanted to see how much more I could push myself. And so since then I can't even count how many solos I've done. So one year I had a really bad experience where right from about an hour in, I started vomiting and just felt lethargic. And then I got upset because I thought, why is this happening already? You know, I'm going terribly. I'm not going to make it. And I was vomiting, so I couldn't hold any food down. And anyway, I got to the other end and I had come third again, and I'd done pretty similar time to the year before. And I kind of thought, why have I just wasted that whole day, that whole year of training, being upset and negative when I was actually going okay? You know, having experiences like that has taught me, all right, if I get that thought, a negative thought in my head, get it out of there straight away and prepare myself with some positive, happy things or a way to manage those negative thoughts and overcome it so that I can carry on. I can spend this next 10, 20 hours worrying about what's beneath and what could happen, or it might not happen and I can just have a great time and really enjoy this experience. And because yes, it could happen. Everyone says, you know, you'll get eaten by a shark if you swim too many times in that crossing between Cottesloe and Rottnest. But it could happen, and it could happen if you're in knee-deep water, as it did a couple of years ago down at North Cottesloe. So I kind of think if your time's up, it's up, and carry on with living your life and doing what you love in the meantime. No one else had ever attempted a Rottnest triple crossing. A lot of people had done a double crossing there and back, but no one had done a triple crossing. So my friend and I decided it was time someone gave it a go. So we were standing there on the edge of an island, Rottnest Island in Thompson's Bay. It was very rough. It was very windy. We could hardly hear each other when we were talking, and our boats and paddlers were waiting out for us. And we stepped off into the dark water. I mean, even just if anyone's gone skinny dipping before in the middle of the night, you know that that's a little bit of a rush, and you only really tend to go, you know, waist deep and run back in again. So to actually think I'm going to swim 20 kilometres across this channel, which it is full of sharks. There had been multiple sightings, and, you know, just in pitch black water, you don't know what's around you or what's near you. So it was terrifying but exhilarating at the same time. Just took my breath away, and I actually had a big smile on my face. So I must sound like an absolute freak, but I think that's the only way that you can handle a situation as extreme as that, is with extreme feelings of excitement and positivity. We have paddlers next to us watching us and keeping an eye. You know, we had lights on our bathers, and My husband had a big head torch on his head, and the beam of light was shining into the water. So it was just darkness and this one beam of light, and the little fishes were attracted to that. So I'm seeing beautiful fishes underneath the water, and there were flying fish flying out of the water, which I could just see in the starlight. It was ridiculously rough, so I couldn't even see when a wave was coming up and down and hitting me, so I was getting tossed all over the place. But I just got a thought, you only live once, and just make the most of it. So it was the craziest thing I've ever done, but the most amazing adventure as well. After the end of that first lap, so we approached Cottesloe just as the sun was rising. So I was quite cold. And because I'd got tossed around so much, my arms were being flung everywhere. My shoulders and my neck and my back were absolute in agony. I felt like I had 50 knives stabbed in my back. And I just thought, oh my gosh, I can't even take one more stroke, let alone turn around, swim another 20Ks and then turn around and swim another 20Ks. But we got to the beach and there were so many people there cheering us up to cheer us on and wish us well. And I just thought, oh my gosh, so much has got into this. Took a few Panadol and so turned around and kept going and just took it stroke by stroke. And as the sun came up and it got warmer and I stretched out a bit and just thought of what I was doing it for. We were doing it to raise awareness for Walk Free. Their mission is to try and end modern day slavery. And so I kind of focused on that and just thought, look, get over yourself. You know, there's people having to work against their will as slaves, you know, and in domestic situations and all over the world, you know, child slavery. And so I kind of focused on that and just, you know, pushed on thinking that how lucky I actually was to even be there. My tongue had swollen up so much from the salt water, my tongue and my throat, because it was so rough, that I actually couldn't ingest any more fluids. It was just absolute like razor blades to swallow or eat anything. So I hadn't eaten anything for quite some hours. And as we were approaching Cottesloe Beach, so it was the last, you know, we'd swum 58 kilometres and we had a few kilometres to go, and I could see the beach and kind of start to hear all this chanting, and I realised there was people on the beach waiting for us to come in. And then I saw these white swans on the ocean and I thought, oh my gosh, how amazing. They've brought out white swans to greet me in. But then they soon just disappeared. I thought, okay, that was a hallucination. And there were a few other things that I was kind of started to obviously daydream. I thought it was the Rottnest pub on Cottesloe Beach, but obviously, yeah, it was Cottesloe, and there was a brown liquid on the surface of the ocean that I thought was chocolate. So I opened my mouth and tried to drink a bit of it, but it was just salt water. So yes, obviously my sugar levels were very low and I was starting to hallucinate, and I think I just made it in time. Well, a lot of people have told me that, you know, once you become a mother, it's not about you anymore. And, you know, this kind of maternal protective instinct comes over you. I am kind of trying to prepare myself for that because I do love putting myself out there and maybe being a bit risky. But I do realise that that's probably going to change, and I'm probably, you know, going to have have this other person to think about and worry about, and I'm going to have to survive for them. And maybe doing swims in the middle of the night in shark-infested waters I might keep away from.